So let's turn back to the outdoors, shall we? Derek James has been continuing his journey around the Norfolk and Suffolk coastline, and he's arrived in lovely Sheringham.
It was written in 1879 that Sheringham was a parish comprising the villages of Upper and Lower Sheringham, where there was a considerable fishing station. There were a number of curing houses and about 100 boats, used in the fishing of herring, cod, skate, whiting, crabs and lobsters, of which large quantities were sent to Norwich and King's Lynn. About 23 of these boats were large and fitted for deep-sea fishing. Fast forward to 1908, and times had changed beyond all recognition. The tourists had arrived to turn dear Sheringham into a bustling and upmarket seaside resort. The railway had been a boom, and still is. The station on the Midland and Great Northern Joint Railway between brought in an increasing number of visitors who stayed at a large number of private lodging houses and a fine hotel built between the station and the golf links and another on the seafront. By now, there were about 250 boats fishing the seas and many employed in sending fish across the country. The public hall in Church Street and Station Road could hold 400 people, and more than £18,000, a huge sum, had been spent on protecting the seafront. The Sheringham Golf Club was formed in 1891, and the links laid out by Tom Dunn. The 9-hole course was extended to 18 holes, and the ladies' links were described as exceptionally large and good. There is a commodious clubhouse near the home hole, and a pavilion was erected in 1896. The Grand Hotel on the Cliffs opened in 1898 and was erected from designs by Mr. H. Green of Norwich, reported Kellys. The directory listed 78 proprietors of apartments, 4 boarding houses and 3 hotels, including the Grand Hotel and adjoining golf links. There were special private bathing facilities, tennis and croquet and a hydraulic lift. The Sheringham Hotel offered beautiful sea and land views, and terms were moderate. There was lawn tennis, and it was within 2 minutes of the golf links and railway station, and had a spacious billiard room and motor garage. The population of Sheringham, including Upper Sheringham and Beeston Regis, rose from 1,351 in 1881 to 3,768 in 1911. Today, the population is 7,367. In the First World War, Sheringham was the first place in the country to be attacked by Zeppelins in January 1915. No one was killed. The motto of the town is Mare dittat pinusque dicerat, Latin for the sea enriches and the pine adorns. Much has changed over the decades, but Sheringham remains a jewel in the Norfolk crown with so much to offer. A small, traditional seaside resort with style and a warm welcome, whatever the weather. But don't take my word for it. Go and have a look for yourself and maybe take a ride on the Poppy Line when the time is right.
Thank you, Sam.